Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping. We are keeping a diligent eye on what's happening with Wisconsin's meat processing industry. I think we all learned our lesson during the pandemic of how valuable those resources are, not just to Wisconsin, but across the countryside. Here in Wisconsin, there is a meat industry caucus that's been formed to make sure that the messages are getting heard not only by consumers and food industry processors, but also elected officials. Joining me now, Kevin Ladwig, who is with Johnsonville Sausage and a member of the Wisconsin Meat Caucus. Kevin, let's just go back a bit and remind people that might not have been paying attention how truly valuable our Wisconsin meat processing industry is. It's very diverse. It's very large compared to other states. I think sometimes we gloss over that and forget about it.
Yeah, Pam, thanks for having me. The industry is a large, important one in the state. You know, $44 billion in economic output every year. There's over 100,000 people that are employed within the meat industry. And the other important thing to note is there's over 500 meat processors in the state, and there's not one area of concentration. 68 of the 72 counties have some type of meat processing representation, so it's a wide, deep network, and only behind Pennsylvania in terms of the number of processors that we have in the state.
Well, and all award-winning. I mean, think of the diversity of the products that we enjoy every year, folks. We don't want to take that for granted. Now, there's been some recent developments as far as the meat processing industry is concerned, Kevin. We know during the pandemic, we learned our lesson that our resources were a little thin as far as people power and then as far as the processing capabilities. Why don't you give us an update on what's been happening with regards to support for the industry?
Yeah, the industry, you know, is not only strong, Pam, but it's growing. And because it's growing, when we had COVID and the pandemic hit, there was a lot of pressure put on small processors and large processors, for that matter. And we saw some of those supply chain disruptions. So the caucus is really put in place to bring light to that and also ask for some support from the state. And we're quite pleased that in this last budgeting process that we received two areas of support. And the first one was grant dollars for processors that perhaps are adding on to their facilities because of the growth and demand for their products, and also for new equipment and equipment upgrades, which is oftentimes needed to add support and add capacity. The second thing that we received from the state in the budget process was four additional state inspectors that were awarded as well. And keep in mind, inspectors have to be at the facility when you're making product to oversee the process and make sure products are made in a wholesome, safe way. They're labeled correctly. So that's an important piece as well. So even though you have a plant that can add capacity, you need to have inspectors there as well. So we were very pleased to have that built into the budget. The piece that we didn't receive that we're hoping to get within this budget was something around tuition reimbursement and grant dollars there. But as you know, Pam, that recently came out with Governor Evers' announcement. So we're very pleased to see that come out a little bit after the budget process.
Well, and you make a very good point. Being a part of the meat processing industry is a big commitment financially, and we need to make sure that the current generation that has been producing all these great products has some succession in mind. So let's talk a little bit more about the careers that maybe are forgotten when it comes to meat processing. I think people have a very narrow scope on what opportunities are out there, Kevin.
Yeah, it's an industry that maybe is not very well understood, and I think that's on the industry to really do a better job of educating potential candidates or students or people that want to make a career in the industry. I think most people are aware of the tried and true meat processing or meat science programs that have been out there a while, but perhaps not as familiar with perhaps the culinary arts or dietitian. Oftentimes, you need a fair amount of meat training or protein experience. But then there's all the allied industries that really require some level of meat understanding or meat training education. These would be things like equipment used to make products. It could be ingredients that go into a product like spices and flavors that are used in the industry. Perhaps it's packaging materials that go to package our products, materials, and many, many others in that area. If you own a pet, oftentimes your pet food involves some level of meat that's coming from the industry, so some level of meat experience is certainly needed within the pet industry. And there's a new area, Pam, that's just getting off the ground now that we're quite excited about, which is this area of biomedical devices, oftentimes using parts of the animal that don't go into perhaps meat products. These are oftentimes referred to as co-products that oftentimes are quite valuable in the biomedical and pharma space. That is a budding area for careers within our industry. So it's not just meat and meat science. It goes well beyond that. And there's some 65 positions or careers that we've identified that are available within our industry. So we need talent. We're a growing industry. We'd love to have more people join us.
Well, and Kevin Ladwig, along with us from Johnsonville Sausage, a member of the Wisconsin Meat Caucus. To that point, though, also, Kevin, we have to remind people, you have that experience. You want to enter into the industry. Right now, meat processing industry is looking at anybody that's got a four-year degree. And I understand technical colleges are trying to figure out how they can assist as well.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, there's a lot of great tech schools, community colleges across the state as well, Pam. They oftentimes have curriculum in the meat science area. And that's certainly an area that we can really reach to every corner of the state. I think it cover it quite well. You know, this tuition grant program that Governor Evers just announced in September, quite excited about that. That would give some tuition relief to any students that want to join the industry, perhaps take training or classes. And that could be at community colleges, tech schools. It could be at a four-year school. We also hope, and this is still being developed, we also hope that educators can come to facilities, come to the meat processors, and have their entire workforce trained or further developed in terms of the science behind meat and the various careers out there. So we're quite excited about this. I would say we're cautiously optimistic because this is a new piece of legislation that was just submitted by the governor. So there's certainly many things to go through, but we're hoping for some bipartisan support of this piece of legislature as it goes through the process.
Speaking of that process, how has this kind of conversation united the industry, Kevin? I think that many meat processors may have felt like they were alone in their community. Has the organization of the Meat Caucus and gaining more attention at the State House for these critical components helped to unify your industry?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it has. I think, you know, we're on a journey, Pam. We certainly are just in the early stages here. But I think aligning the industry, having one voice, I would tell you the meat industry tends to be a bit more humble and quiet and maybe not as boisterous as some other industries. And I think we have to turn up the volume a bit, quite honestly, and really share our story, where our needs are, because it is such an important industry within the state. So trying to be more assertive, I think more aligned, and making sure the message gets out. And we let certainly the students and potential employees really understand how deep and wide the industry is and the fact that you can have a great career within our industry.
Kevin Ladwig, along with us from Johnsonville Sausage, but more importantly, a member of the Wisconsin Meat Caucus. To your point, Kevin, if there is an employer out there, if there is a parent of a kid or a kid or someone that is now interested in wanting to learn more about opportunities in Wisconsin's meat industry, where things are headed, do you refer them to a website? How do you suggest that they stay involved in the conversation?
Yeah, that is in process right now and a great call out and something that we, again, need to do a better job of. So I think a website development is coming. We have a career roadmap, as we call it, that we're developing to give potential students or interested parties kind of a visual of what's possible within the industry, what the requirements are, who might be an employer within that space. So that foundational work is happening. Pam, I would say for right now, reach out to your local colleges, communities, community universities, and ask that question, how I can get involved or what curriculum you might have. If you know of a processor, you certainly can ask them as well. So I would say stay tuned. We'll have more coming in terms of how we can have a site or a location that provides more detail. And I think by the end of this year, we're going to have something that's going to be quite impactful.
Excellent. Great reason for a follow-up conversation with Kevin Ladwig. Again, as I said, with Johnsonville Sausage, but more importantly, a member of the Wisconsin Meat Caucus that's been very, very active in 2020 and 2021, trying to make sure that the state is well aware of the value our Wisconsin meat processing industry brings to the state, as well as the fantastic products that we're developing and the need for the next generation of Wisconsin meat processors. We'll keep you posted. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.